to lunch with this beautiful girl today. Fairy wings and tiara are on. I'm dadding hard right now. Blow a kiss. She blows a kiss right before I stop recording. What is dadding hard? She asks, twirling around in her pink sparkly tutu. Don't worry about it. I share my story and pocket my phone. Grab daddy's hand. We have some food to eat. I open the door to the restaurant for my little girl and usher her in, unfazed by the looks I'm getting. This isn't the first time I'm dressed as Wanda the Fairy. Yep, I have a name and everything. I would do pretty much anything for Shay, not just because she's my daughter and I love her more than anything, but because she hasn't had the easiest life. Her mom, who we won't speak much of, took off after 1 month of being Shay's mom. She now lives in France, where she travels with her violinist boyfriend. We were never going to be a couple, ever. That ship sailed after our one-night stand, so I'm not hurt about her being with someone else. But what makes me want to choke some sense into the woman is the way she totally abandoned her daughter. Especially since I play professional hockey for a living, and my schedule is demanding and hectic. It would have been nice to have her mom available to help out. Thankfully, my brother and his wife are there for me when I'm out of town. Wanda, what a treat to see you today. Eduardo, the owner of Noodles and Donuts, greets me with a giant grin on his face. And little Miss Shay, looking beautiful as ever.
Thank you, kind sir.
Shay curtsies, then does a spin in her tutu. Kind sir. I shake my head. She must have picked that up from my brother. Would you like your usual table?
And two pink donuts,
Shay adds, holding up two fingers. Eduardo tips her chin. Coming right up, sweetheart. He nods to the back of the restaurant. You can go and take a seat. Coffee? Please, and a Thai peanut chicken bowl for me. Extra veggies. Coming right up. We walk to the back of the restaurant and to the table that sits under the window, overlooking a tiny garden. Shay takes no time in hopping up on her seat and placing her elbows on the windowsill, looking out over the vegetation.
1, 2, 3, 4, 6.
5, sweetie. Don't forget 5. Remember, that's how old you are. You don't want to skip it.
Daddy.
She gives me a look.
I said 5 in my head.
Oh, okay. But when you're counting, let's refrain from saying numbers in your head.
But it's not fun like that, Dad.
She drawls out. My mistake, I mumble. Glancing around the restaurant, I'm surprised to see there aren't a lot of diners today. Noodles and Donuts is a popular little hole in the wall in Philadelphia. It's the perfect spot for something sweet and savory. What else do you really need besides noodles and donuts? Well, plenty of things, but Shay loves it here, so it's our special place.
11 tomatoes, can you believe it, Dad? 11!
Wow, 11, that's crazy.
I know!
She giggles and shakes her head.
11 tomatoes is definitely crazy.
The craziest. My phone buzzes in my pocket, but I ignore it. Most likely it's either my coach or my agent, and I'm less than interested in talking to both of them right now, especially since it's my day off from an arduous road trip and we are coming down to the end of the season with playoffs looming over us. I just want to focus on my girl. 2 pink donuts for the prettiest girl I know, Eduardo says, holding out a plate. Shay goes to reach for her donuts, but I snag the plate away before she can shove the whole thing in her mouth. She has a goal in life, a ridiculous goal, mind you, to shove an entire donut in her mouth. She watched my brother do it once, and now any chance she gets, she tries. Thanks, Chuck. My leg bouncing, I really have to go to the bathroom. I point my finger at Shay and say, Listen here, you fairy princess, we are not shoving the entire donut in your mouth, and you will have a bowl of my veggies as well before you can even think about that second donut. Got it?
But Daddy, how am I going to fit a donut in my mouth if I don't practice?
Sighing, I eye Eduardo, who's chuckling to himself. Can you watch her for a second while I go to the bathroom? No problem, man, but if she shoves a donut in her mouth, that's her business. I stand, my height 5 inches taller than Eduardo. Don't let her shove the damn thing in her mouth, break her off a piece. Come on, be the adult.
But she's so cute.
Yeah, she's cute, which makes it so much more difficult. I make my way to the bathroom while I pull my phone from my pocket. Voicemail from Greg. Yep, my agent wants something, and I'm not in the mood to find out what it is. I love my job, being able to play hockey for a living, feeling the scrape of the ice beneath my blades and making money doing it. There's nothing greater than that. But I'm more of a homebody when it comes